Let's see, airport update. Taxiway A is pretty much complete. We've got a couple of low spots that they need to fix on the pavement down the holding area, like beyond the state police. That's probably a one-day fix. We'll have to close that part of the taxiway. Won't affect anybody in the hangars down there. And then they also have to come back and put the permanent striping out there.
When is that? Do you know when the permanent striping is going to be done?
We had a meeting and it came up the other day, and I apologize, okay. Jared. I don't know.
Well, just open a second.
Well, let me tell you about taxiway B.
It's not next
year, so. It's not going to be for a while.
And that will require closure of.
No, they'll just do it like we did the other stuff out there. Just it dries in 10 minutes. And, taxiway B, I sent emails out. Hope you all got it. We're going to start that July 9th, and that'll be to rehabilitate the concrete portion of taxiway B. It's a 45-day project. 45?
Presented it, I mean, knock on wood, the construction schedule they presented, they should be in and out rather quickly.
So people will have to back taxi 1028, depending on what you're using.
Are they going to overlay it or tear it up?
We're going to crack and seed it and then overlay it.
Pound it into the ground and overlay it.
Well, no matter what you do, it'll be better than what's there.
That's true. Yep. So, I guarantee it won't be worse.
But getting back to Taxiway A, it's the same company that did Taxiway A. When they bring their people out to do the paving on Taxiway B, there's probably about that same time they'll finish up Taxiway A. And it's the same striping guy that's doing both, so he'll probably come out at the same time. They're still working out the details with that because it is all the same people.
That joins up. How's it going to join up to the actual runway? Does it require closure of the runway or any?
No, because it's like 200 feet off the runway.
There's
a black top off there. Taxiway B. We're waiting to hear about our grant for the 500-foot extension. Hopefully, they got the last of the paperwork today. And they're still waiting for the money to get released from the Secretary of Transportation, so it's... Hopefully next week.
Senator Carper's office, that may say within 2 weeks. Hopefully they know what they're talking about.
Speaking of emails, we had recommended before that we try to build a database of emails that everybody uses the airport, all the tenants, everybody.
We've done that.
You're still building that, or? Well, obviously you probably have an email of all the tenants.
We've got all the emails that people have given us, and we've got everybody that's a tenant, everybody in the tie downs, people that are.
You've been attending pilot meetings.
Can never get there on this plane.
I'm always traveling.
I think Jeff was supposed to put the word out to the Pilots Association to let us have their email. We haven't gotten any that I know of.
So. Maybe just send Jeff an email and remind him that. We're trying to build a database to make it really quick for the airport to be able to notify people about things that's happening out here, or changes, or closures and openings, construction, whatever, so that Jeff can get that for the pilots group and ask them to talk it up amongst themselves and try to get emails.
Anyway,
I just think that's just a very useful way for Jim to be able to get information out to everybody really quickly. A NOTAM is nice, but who calls? You call it for flight and check NOTAM?
We have been getting notices. So.
Any way that something could be an app that could be created for those of us that, an awful lot of people are using iPhones and iPads and everything. I wonder if other airports, maybe it's just something when, we've got a 2-month layover to September, maybe look and see if other airports have designed.
An app
for notification of airport stakeholders, whether you're just a base pilot or a business owner or an interested party, to disseminate information, the airport. We have an